views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be back with you here today, as always. Today, we're going to talk about intuition and the upcoming angel messages that I received to deliver to you for the month of May 2016. So each month we do this right before the month's approaching so that we can work with the energies that are at hand. So if you're new to the show, I do this once a month for the messages for that month. So while we're going through it, we have that current information and guidance, not to tell you what to do, but to help you navigate through the energy to make the most of it in a positive way for whatever you're going through or whatever you're trying to change up, release, bring into your life, enhance, improve, all of the above. It can be a lot easier when you feel like you're, you know, swimming with the current versus against it. And that's really what we're doing with the energies. So what is it about the intuition? Well, I want to have you think for a moment. Has anything been going on where you've just been getting this feeling, you know, this, you can't quite put your finger on it. You can't quite describe it, but you just know, something's got to change, or something's off, or something's good, or you feel very magnetically drawn to something. All of those different kinds of feelings are feeling or picking up your intuition. So how do you trust that? How do you know that you're even listening to it? That's what we're going to be talking about today. And we're going to be asking about the angel guidance to help us with that, because we don't want to be afraid of it. One of the angels that came through right away for the month of May was my, gosh, he's the angel that works with most light workers or people that are in this field of, you know, healing and helping mankind. Archangel Michael, he is always there. I work with him pretty much daily and a lot of the other angels, but he came right out and said, you are safe to slow down, catch your breath. You've been going pretty quick because March felt like it was pushing us from the back end. Just, you know, we were going so fast and it was like, whoa, and you wanted to just catch your breath. Well, now we can catch our breath. He says, you're absolutely safe to catch your breath. Take a deep breath, stop for a moment, and process what you've just been through in the last 2 to 3 months with change, with how you feel about things, where you want to go with it from here forward. You want to do that. The universe, with the way those energies flow in and out, and then they repeat, because it will go in and out. Just like the, you know, the tide goes in and out, we have opportunity to review so we can see what we've done. Did it work? What could we have done better? What do we want to keep? What do we want to change? Things like that. You know, if you are a perfectionist, it can trip you up a little bit because you look at it as you did it wrong or you failed. And this isn't like that at all. This is not what that's about. And I encourage you to allow yourself to review. You may have been working really hard and it was super passionate. I mean, I'm doing that. I'm going through it too. And there's very obvious clues that are coming through for me that are letting me know repeatedly, this is the path we want you to take. This is what, you know, are not that they want me to take. They're showing me where my highest and best, you know, outcome would be, basically where the happiness would be. And we're always looking for that. I'm a very happy person. I feel really good about my life right now, but I'm always looking for where I can grow, what I can improve on, and et cetera, et cetera. So with this topic, we're looking to trust that divine message that comes from within you, and that we call our higher self. Some people would call it, that's the Holy Spirit leading me. Some people just feel like it's an innate knowing deep inside. I don't care what you call it. It's your intuition. Everybody has it. Everybody can tap into that. And it's the one thing in the world that you know you can trust. 9 times out of 10, we're not trusting it, though. We're just not trusting it. Why is that? Ask yourself, why don't you trust the things that you pick up or feel or have a hunch about? Why? That's important. Are you afraid to trust it? Do you second guess? Do you doubt? Do you not take it seriously? These are a lot of things that have to do with self-worth or how you feel about yourself. A confidence thing, very much so. But your intuition is a powerful force to be reckoned with within you, and you don't want to ignore that. And I want to help you explore that today. Now, Michael said we were safe because it's a time where we want to slow down and review, and that's reviewing our current approach to everything, your current plan, your current everything. Like, what are you doing? Are you changing up residence? Are you, is it relationships? Is it your business? Oh my goodness. I mean, it could just be anything. What kind of energy are you feeling with it? Where are you putting the focus on everything that's not going well, that's going right? We are going to see both. But what can we do about the ones that don't feel so good? You know, what can we do about that? This is what that time is about. It's about looking into what we can do with that. Now, what could you adjust in your life right now that you know deep inside, if nothing was in the way, that's what you would do? And don't go into the list of why you can't do it, because that's not what we're asking. If there was nothing in the way, nothing, whether it was money or whatever, anything, or somebody's opinion or whatever it is that gets in your way, if it wasn't in your way, what do you see yourself doing and being very excited to do? You know, I've had a lot of people say, I don't know, Jen. I haven't got a clue. I've had a lot of people tell me that. I remember feeling that way one time. And it was when I was bogged down with too many details, too many irons in the fire, too much direction being splintered off in a lot of different areas. And if you narrow your focus to a couple of things, you'll find that you can do those better. And then you'll be able to move on to something else. So I want you to think about all of those things. Now, what could you stop right now? What are you doing? And what could you stop? Take a moment and really examine the truth of the situation. This really is an inward journey within yourself. Nobody can tell you what this is. The angels guide us. They help us gently with the energies and the flow of the current, you know, path, whatever it may be. But we don't need to worry about it. We just need to look at it. We don't want to be feeling like we've made a mistake or avoided or feel embarrassed or anything like that. We want to we want to thrive and we want to see it as opportunity for growth and learning. That's big. We can learn so much if we slow down. Then when you start to move up and take that momentum again, when the energy comes back through to move forward again, you're going to have that confidence and clarity with which direction to go. So if you want to call in, if you have a question about this, the lines are always open. We'll do mini angel reads if you like. 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about our intuition and trusting it with angel guidance for the upcoming month of May 2016. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming
WBLQ.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick again.
We're back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you are just tuning in, our topic today is intuition. Trusting it? Are you listening to it? And are you slowing down and reviewing your approach to everything and if there's something you could do better. We're also delivering the angel guidance for May of 2016. And with that, it looks like we have a caller. So, Brian, let's bring the caller on.
Oh, yes, we do. We have Dora from Michigan. Welcome.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Hi, Dora. Welcome to the show. Good to talk to you. How are you? And what can we do for you today?
Well, yeah, listening to your show, I more or less want to be affirmation for everybody for what you're saying, because a lot of people are like, yeah, okay, you know, because they don't get right on the stick. Or you think about it, and it's like you go gung-ho, but then you drop it all of a sudden. I can honestly say I've been one of those. But I'm here to say that I've been listening to Jen for a long while now, and first what she would tell me, I'm like, I don't know, and you know, the meditation thing was a struggle for me, but mm-hmm. I'm here to say right now to everybody, you need to start not only listening to what this lady is saying, but you have to listen to what your angels and guides are saying, because believe me, you can hear them. You can hear them.
And, yeah.
And to be honest with you, you were talking about businesses moving forward. I just took the dive into, you know, I do readings myself mm-hmm. now. And it was like that from listening and taking your class, I mean, just you really, I dove into it. And I was nervous about it because I wasn't like, I don't even know if I'm supposed to be doing this, you know.
Yeah.
And it's more or less confirming to everybody. You really got to listen because they're guiding you. They're talking to you. I mean, I've done a few readings myself with people, and the stuff that comes through that I can hear, I'm amazed still after I'm done. You know, I'm
I
like,
can
oh
say
my
the
God,
same
I,
thing because it's amazing, and I'm excited about it like it's the first time, every single time.
Well, I
love what you're saying, Dora. Absolutely.
And I don't think people realize that it's there for you. I think my own personal opinion is with the technology, the way it is out there, hey, you're too busy texting on your phones, everything digital going on in our world, and they're right there, and we're not really listening to them. And I took mm-hmm. that moment, and I've been listening to them, and oh, boy. So it's been quite an interesting time lately. So, and then you were talking about moving forward in businesses, and I took the dive to doing it, you know, and it's been kind of crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think we sometimes have to, I know when I was first being public with what I do, and if this isn't public, I don't know what is, going all over the mainstream radio with it.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I grew up in a time and, you know, and around an environment that, you know, really, you know, you were a flake if you were even talking
exactly.
about something beyond this world like that. And I had to overcome that, and I had to know that I was trusting what was within me, which is what Dora is saying. Is that that's what I'm hearing her say. When you first dive in, it's exciting. It's like, ooh, you know, and then you start to second guess, and then you have to go through that process. And I wanted to mention that part. When you have the part come in where you start doubting or you're like, I don't know, that part is teaching us too. That part is actually teaching us to anchor in deeper with our intuition. And sometimes we feel like we separate from it, then we come back to it. And I really appreciate Dora coming on and sharing her experiences with that. And I'm so proud of you, Dora. So proud of you that you have stuck.
It took a lot for me to start doing the readings. It did, because I'll be honest with you, I second-guessed myself. And but it wasn't me. It's not me that's doing it. That's another thing. That's just people don't realize. Don't think you're so great and this, you're doing this and that. It ain't got nothing to do. You're just hearing them. You're able mm-hmm. to hear them. I mean, that's the way I feel about it. You know what I mean?
Yes. I mean, it's actually, you know, and I think you probably relate now that you're doing readings. It's harder to, it's easy if you don't know them very well, and you'll pick it up even clearer if you just don't hesitate and don't doubt it. Because people go, how do you do that, you know, through a radio or something like that or email or whatever? Energy is everywhere. It isn't a physical locality. But when you are with yourself or people that you know very well, we have to watch out, and we have to practice and strengthen our spirit to tune out the assumptions.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does. And also the fact that your own ego, like you are doing this, and then you get slapped back into your place by saying, you're just helping them get the message along. You're just hearing what they're telling you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope you will stay on the path. Then meditation, that one is one that just trips people up a lot anyway, because we want it so badly. And then sometimes we're just trying so hard at the very beginning. And then once we realize, wait, I need to just stop trying to do it. It's not a doing, you know, it's really a letting go and listening. It helps us practice to listen with the meditations. I hear that you understand that now than before at the very beginning. Like, that is the listening part and practicing the listening. And it helps it become a part of our life more naturally if we practice it regularly.
And it's funny because you think that these things, and at first when I first became spiritually awakened, I would actually hear it in my left ear what they would say. It wouldn't be all the time. It would be just kind of here and there. But now that I jumped in and said, okay, let's just try this. I think I'm supposed to be doing this. Let's give it a try. Now it's in your mind, and I actually have to me, is that my thoughts? Or because why would I be thinking of, you know, or visualizing this stuff? So now I have a little bit better guidance on what's mine, set it aside, what they're telling me. Go ahead, bring it forward. Now I'll bring that out to that individual, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what's beautiful is that you just continue to practice and you continue to grow in your connection. And you will learn that it never stops growing, improving, however you want to describe that. The clarity I feel within the last, year anyway, and especially this year, it is helping us connect with more clarity, because it's not so... it doesn't feel so far away is a way to describe it. And you're just staying with it. And if you do that, that is a great testimony to share with all the listeners right now, because I know there's a lot of people that go, I tried that, it didn't work. There's definitely not an instant gratification in this. You have to put that aside, because that's more of a physical thing that we're used to with pushing a button and, now what?
And having it right Amazon, away. Having it right
away. Amazon does same day deliveries now. It's so fast. You know?
I'm like, look at, I don't think, I don't think now the spirits are going to same day come when you want them to.
That's right. So, you know, when we get past some of the impatience of our physical experience and we start to tap into that, there is no time and space when we get into that realm. And they're not going to be rushing in a hurry for that. You know, it's going to come in exactly in a divine timing that's absolutely perfect for you. Whether you're giving the readings or you're receiving a beautiful message or you're receiving it for yourself.
Right.
You know, you're going to have that come in exactly when you need it. And another interesting thing that happens, you know, sometimes they think, oh, it's going to be all positive and love and flowers and calm. And no, it's not actually when you're on a spiritual awakened path. When they are giving me intuitive hits, I call them an intuitive hit for my own personal direction.
Right.
I'll ask for clarity. And sometimes I go, oh, I just asked for clarity. What's going to happen now? And it'll be interesting things. Like if you're trying to decide whether to buy another car or something. I'm trying to keep it simple. And say you're like, well, is that the right path or should I just wait this out? And then like a huge tree falls on your car. You're thinking, oh, I guess I'm supposed to buy a new car. I mean, I've got a sense of humor with the asking for the clarity, because things like that have happened. Like, okay, that was really clear. I guess they feel like they really have to drop the bomb for me to understand. And it's amazing because they'll be very clear with
Well, I find that they also will put stuff in front of you for that as well. I will use you as an example. My path to listening to you, my path for, you know, taking your classes, listening to your meditations, which I love very much, and, just setting these things in place for you. It's like, okay, I'm going to show you a little bit of a path here. You got to be catching on soon here.
You know? Right. Yes. And it will have you review, because it's going to show you where you were, choices you made then, and then what could you do better now? We don't have to be defined by it, and that doesn't have to be our identity, because we can pick up and move in a completely different direction and attract different things. Oh my goodness, we got to go to break. Dora, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with the listeners. I thought that was a beautiful testimony. I am so proud of you for staying in it and not being impatient with it and following what your intuition was telling you, because it'll just keep getting better. You know, it'll take you through where we have to learn. So thank you so much for calling in today.
No, thank you, Dr. Jen.
All right. Bye-bye. Wow. We're going to take a short break. We're talking about intuition, trusting the intuition, listening to our intuition. We're also delivering the angel guidance for May of 2016. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, we'll take another caller. I'm Dr. Jen. Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought shame, that's all.
We're back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking all about trusting our own intuition, listening to it, knowing that it's here to guide us to our very highest and best. But do we believe it? Do we really trust it? We're also delivering angel guidance for the month of May 2016. Those messages are coming from Michael and Uriel, two archangels that are coming through to help us with that. Now, Michael says it's safe to review everything. Slow down. Look at what you've got going on. With that, let's bring on the next caller, Brian.
Oh, yes. It is Shadana from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Jen.
Hello, Shadana. How are you?
Hey. I am wonderful. I miss talking to you. I just wanted to say hi, and I wanted to say that last caller was absolutely perfect. That's exactly what was on my mind. And she brought up some really, really good points that are, really important because, I struggle with trusting my intuition, and it's frustrating because you really do want things, you want it. So you want it to happen, in your time and the way you expect it. So that was an awesome call. I appreciate that.
Yes, I believe she's taken the same class you have. I believe are in the same one. But, I want to say that when we want to do everything so perfectly, that almost is what causes the problem.
And we don't take a step at all.
Do you ever feel like that?
When she said that, that was my aha moment. A part of it for me, the part of the lesson for me, because I get frustrated, and I have to just stop, and I feel like I can't move forward. It's because I need to. I need to slow down, and I need to just let it come and not try to force it to happen. It's not going anywhere.
No, I know. But I know that you could appreciate this one too. Sometimes when we want to avoid being careless, so we slow down. But then there's this line where we are slowing down. We're reviewing to see if it's a better way to do it. But are you just simmering, or are you actually being proactive in a different way? And what I mean by proactive is sometimes we can slow down so much that then it becomes procrastination. Then we miss opportunities.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean we want to go so fast that we are rushing. And there's an interesting balance to that. And I think that that's part of what you're saying. Am I understanding that correctly?
That is absolutely perfect. And it's you feel stagnant, but you don't know how to move forward. Sometimes it's like you're in a catch-22,
Yes. Until the tree falls on your car, then it's very clear that you needed to buy the car. So I haven't had that happen. That was just an example, but sometimes those messages will come in that clearly where it looks like it's a negative that happens to us, and it's it can be inconvenient when that happens, but it's a clear message to redirect your path too. So when we look at even those kinds of things, when they happen to us, as a direction, a clarity for direction, it helps us to stop the procrastination, and it nudges us to let us know, yes, you're on a path that you want to explore more. You want to not be afraid to. It's really not being afraid to make a mistake. Go ahead and try something. You'll probably make a few mistakes, but try something, right?
Yeah.
Is that happening?
Of course. You're right on it. Of course.
Oh, I know. It's just like we're busting Shadana chops here.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to do that. I know what that's like. But intuition is one of my passions that I want people to know that they all have it and they can trust it. I mean, if you get a hunch, And this is where it gets gray. And, you know, for all the nice people out there and all the empath people out there, say there's somebody that just is really pushing their energy into your space and it feels uncomfortable. Like, I'm just going to give an example. And, you know, there's nothing that's wrong. It's nothing. That's not that they're mean or nasty to you, because that's an obvious, right? But when it's in the gray zone, like, you know, you're feeling something that's off, but it's not coming across on the top, on the surface. Right. Now, that's when you need to trust your intuition. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be nasty to someone.
Yep.
But you need to trust that there's a vibe there that's trying to steer you in a different direction and not go there.
And you don't have to understand it.
You don't. You don't have to feel bad about it either. You don't have to be mean to somebody. You don't have to, you know, be intentionally hurtful. But you don't want to go there either, because your intuition is saying, this isn't right. This isn't feeling right, because it's not the right direction for you. It may just be a frequency misalignment. It may be that, you know, that's how we can steer through our life's journey, whether it's something like that. And I gave that example because I was trying to give you one outside of yourself, something different, and to everybody listening, because those things are complicated, you know, especially if you care about, you know, you don't want to hurt somebody, but you want to do the right thing. And then you can let that trip you up. I'm guilty as charged. You know, I've done that. And I think a lot of people have that actually care about someone's feelings or care that they're not being like that. And that's just one example. But then there's these ones about, you really want to make a business move, or you really want to change something huge in your life, but you can't quite see where the money is yet. Hello. Yep. That one woke you up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, while you're with me, I want to give a little bit about what Archangel Uriel wanted to bring in for this one, because this will help you too. Okay. Now, the energy for May for the message from Archangel Uriel. Now, Michael was about, you're safe to review. Look at where it could be cleaned up or done better. Uriel, he comes through with just, he's opening up a free-flowing channel of information. He wants to inspire. He wants you to know the guidance is there. He wants you to allow yourself to be okay listening to the thoughts of your mind. And some of them are going to be all over the place. You're going to feel like, that's really my mind. Wow. But you need to, what he's suggesting is a bit meditative. He's suggesting, let that energy spin itself out, let it wear itself out, let it knock itself all over the walls. You know, all that crazy thought stuff of, what about this? What about that? Well, what if that happened? You know, all that stuff. Don't try to harness it or stay with it. Just let it flow in and right back out. That actually is meditation, because your thoughts are energy. And if you can clean out the excess energy that's in your thoughts and mind, you'll have more room to now be quiet. Listen, okay, now that the spastic, it's like a spastic child that's had too much sugar or something. It's just all over the place. You have to just let it. Yeah, you got to let it spin out. Some people have trouble with meditation because they can't just sit there, and they try to make themselves sit still and not move and be there for a whole hour. That's torturous, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a good way to start. If you are a high energy person, I think you'd do better with an active meditation, taking a jog around the block or a nice walk in the park. Mm-hmm. So, and then go from there. But with that, I want you to know, you're doing just fine. I think you just need to try some things. Take some baby steps. At least take some baby steps. I think you just need to try some things. But I have to go to break.
Okay. I love you. Thank you.
We love you too. And thank you for calling in. You know, we're always here for you. I want to know, next time you call in, that you tried something.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. With that, power on, Shadana. Wow. Time for break again. We are talking about intuition, trusting it, angel guidance for May of 2016. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let
radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like.
And here we are for the last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you have just tuned in, we've been talking about intuition, trusting it, trusting your own intuition, your hunches. Are you paying attention to it? Do you talk yourself out of it? I mean, what's happening with that? And that was my co-host trying on another microphone across the room. That's what that noise was, by the way. And now she's gone over and sat down like, I didn't do it. Anyway, I want to deliver a couple of messages that the angels gave me for you for the month of May. It's very much, the month of May is a seventh chakra month. That's very spiritual. That's your connection atop the crown of your head. If you've been feeling a little more introverted, or you want to, you know, kind of quiet down, or you're just, you know, looking to pull back, it's okay. It doesn't mean that doesn't mean something's wrong all the time. That doesn't mean there's something seriously there. If you're usually an outgoing person, you may be needing that time to do some reflection time. Hey, don't be afraid of pulling back and quieting down your environment to pay attention and listen. Don't be afraid to do that. I absolutely love those times. I do. I love that. The other thing is, you know, do you feel that there is something, you know, like I said earlier, you feel like something's off, like there's a hidden agenda that doesn't seem right. You might be picking up on something that might be a heads up. Sometimes called a warning. That doesn't mean anything very serious, but, you know, pay attention. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware. Now, that's coming from Michael, but he does say you are safe. You do want to come in, slow down, and listen. You're looking for not trying to assume before you think and review something. So it's kind of a slowing down before responding. Now, Uriel, the Archangel Uriel, I love, you know, he comes in with a very meditative approach, because he's saying it is time, the month of May is time to really go into that connection, quieting the mind and listening. Your intuition really wants to guide you here, okay? That's your connection to the divine. That's your higher self. That is all within you, and it's something that you should be trusting over anything else. The connection to spirit is going to be easier in May. And that I found that very interesting. If you pay attention to, okay, it's time to slow down and review, it's also a month that will be easier to make that connection with the energies that are there. It's going to be a very free-flowing, unlimited channel if you just allow yourself to go there and listen to what spirit has for you. The angels are always there. If you feel a little nervous about it, angels are there to help us, to protect us, to guide us gently. They're part of the divine realm. So I just can't imagine not having gratitude for those beautiful gifts that are in our life. Your own intuition, your higher self, is a beautiful, beautiful gift that will take you very far in life if you allow yourself to get to know what that is. Everybody's is different. You want to go on your path the way it's right for you. It may not be the way everybody else does it. I can vouch for that. I always seem to find some different path to the same whatever. You know, I need that. I need the reflective time a lot. I love it because I like to create. I like to explore new ways of doing everything. I'm just always that way. That keeps me just motivated when I'm moving forward. Now, that's for me. What is it that you're looking for? Now, I did want to make a quick, I wanted to address something really quickly before we go off the air. I do have guided meditations on my website, jenroyster.com. Right before the show, something with the server is a little amiss, but we are going through some big major overhauls. We're about to move the whole site over to a better platform. That's not what this is. This is just one of those internet things that happens. So if you can't get into the site, you know, I want you to know I'm on all the social media platforms. If you are on my Transformation Talk Radio show page, I have all of my social media platforms listed right there. You can find me that way. We're building out new classes. I've got 3 or 4 out there. We're looking to live stream on YouTube with some video. I mean, I'm excited about a lot of things that are coming up. They've been a lot of work. We're still working on them. But I wanted everybody to know, You can still contact me through email at radio@jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. The site should be back up eventually. There's some kind of server issue. So I wanted to let everybody know, if you are having trouble getting in there, that's why. It's not you. It was something goofy going on. And I have to go tend to that when I go off the air. So life is to be enjoyed, not just endured. One of my favorite quotes, and I want to leave you with, don't be afraid of what your intuition is trying to tell you. Some people actually will try to, and I've done it, you know, you try to avoid if it's a message of a big decision, like you need to leave that relationship or leave that job. That's big, you know, and it's really stressful. At the same time, it is the road to more of what you can be. So if you were to approach learning about this nudge that you're receiving, like, we'll just learn about it, explore about it, you know, keep it to yourself for right now. This is a reflective inward time anyway. Ask for the clarity if you're brave enough. You know, I was just giving an example with the car. That didn't really happen to me. It was just an example, but it can be that obvious sometimes when you ask. And if you need that kind of clarity, then go ahead and ask. They are never there to harm you. They are there to guide you so you can find your best, most productive, highest outcome and your happiness, which everyone deserves in their life. The website is JennRoyster.com, JennRoyster.com. And, you know, take this intuition thing, take it. If it's something new to you, you know, if you're an analytical person, it's going to be like your hunch, your gut instinct. Like, I had a hunch that was going to happen. I had a feeling that was going to happen. Okay. That's your intuition too. Pay attention to that. Start with that. How many times do you listen to it? And how many times do you talk yourself out of it? And how many times do you just don't take it seriously? That's going to give you a good gauge on what kind of inward work you need to do. Inner work within yourself and a connection to spirit. With that, I want to say thank you so much for listening. I was very touched. I believe it or not, today I was still answering birthday wishes. My birthday was the 26th. I know it was a couple days ago. And I just want to say thank you to the outpouring of private messages and emails and love that I received from everyone out there. I did not go onto any social medias that day because I was taking a break. And when I came in the next day, wow, to the point where I just went on the live Facebook. I just did live Facebook video and just gave you my heart back. So I just want to say thank you to those that didn't see that or did not get that from me. I think answered everyone, because that's important to me, that I answer personally all of your messages, because that's a love connection and you're my family. We're all a radio family. With that, I have to say goodbye for now, and I will see you next week here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.